The problem here is that our civil liberties are being eroded day by day, and there are many people like Dr. Pedersen that, and others that have been trying to inform the public that there are ways to heal your body naturally so you don't have to be on the never-ending treadmill of Big Pharma. And they don't want to hear this. And they're clamping down. They're clamping down hard.
Thank you and welcome. Today we have a very, very serious topic of discussion with Dr. Paul Cottrell, who joins us once again. This is Mike Adams here for pandemic.news, naturalnews.com. We are seeing a very dangerous overreach of, well, medical tyranny, medical fascism by the government. They have now raided not only a clinic, I believe in Florida, where a naturopathic physician was offering intravenous vitamin C therapy to help people, sometimes giving it away for free to help people. But now, Dr. Paul Cottrell is going to bring us details on this. He just informed me of this before the show, that a Dr. Pedersen, or Pedersen, however you pronounce it, his colloidal silver production operation has been raided by the feds and completely shut down, his website taken offline, and it seems that he's going to be charged with felony crimes for talking about colloidal silver in the context of our global pandemic. These are very, very dangerous times. These are very worrisome signs that the government is going to criminalize anyone who stands in the way of mandatory vaccines and total medical tyranny, big pharma control over everything. And here to join us to talk about this today is Dr. Paul Cottrell. Dr. Cottrell, thank you for joining me today. I'm sorry it's under such worrisome circumstances here, but it's great to have your voice.
Thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Why don't you just dive into that big news right now? What do you know about Dr. Pedersen and what's going on with the Fed's raid, which so far hasn't even been covered by anybody in the media? So what do you know, please?
It's Dr. Gordon Pedersen is how it's pronounced, Pedersen. And he has his own company that produces what he brands as an alkaline silver solution. The pH is a little bit higher. That's why it's alkaline. And I just got off the phone about 25 minutes ago before we started this recording here, and was informed by one of his business associates that they were raided by the feds yesterday. And they took down the website, they confiscated the assets, they're in control of the bank accounts now, and now they're dealing with lawyers. You know, they have a team of lawyers that are gonna try to fight it. But this is another example where the community is being hunted down by the feds to prevent nutraceuticals or homeopathic remedies to try to help your health. And they're forcing you into this big pharma force vaccine program. And it's a shame. Really, it's just not. Go ahead.
Well, this is full blown medical tyranny. I mean, this is Nazi style stuff here. I mean, they're targeting and destroying people who stand in the way of big pharma profits. They're clearing the way for either high-dollar prescription medications such as remdesivir, and they did that by having a coordinated attack on hydroxychloroquine plus zinc, by the way. They smeared that because it's an off-label generic drug that makes very little money for Big Pharma. And they're clearing the way for the mandatory vaccines that we know are coming, making sure that the population stays sick and doesn't have access to remedies or even information about remedies that might work. This is incredible. This is tyranny.
At what point do we say enough is enough? You know, I've heard this phrase, and you know him personally, but everyone has heard the phrase, you know, we might get Alex Joned, right? Where we're deplatformed and ostracized and you know, put into a corner, either through the federal, you know, the Fed, or through some sort of social media deplatforming. The problem here is that our civil liberties are being eroded day by day, and there are many people like Dr. Pederson that, and others that have been trying to inform the public that there are ways to heal your body naturally, so you don't have to be on the never-ending treadmill of Big Pharma. And they don't want to hear this. And they're clamping down. They're clamping down hard. And this dovetails right into, you know, this fast-tracking of vaccines, the messenger RNA platform that we were talking about a while back by Fauci and Moderna, Remdesivir trials from Gilead that seem to be going in a positive direction. There was some news that came out yesterday and today that, you know, there's positive signs of the way the clinical trials are running. But I'd prefer, I mean, if I had only the vaccine or Remdesivir, I'd prefer the Remdesivir. I don't want that vaccine. But there are other ways to heal your body and get off of this chronic illness that's a major problem in the United States.
And well, and why don't we examine everything that might work? Why don't we run clinical trials of every herb, every nutrient, every molecule, every natural cure, every substance we can think of? You know, if President Trump can order trillions of dollars in bailout money for mostly big banks and casinos and airlines and the LA Lakers and everybody else, why can't we designate, let's say, just $100 billion, which these days is a drop in the bucket, to say, let's run clinical trials and find out what works? Frankly, we could look at the blood work of the patients who are suffering from coronavirus in the hospitals and right now make correlations about maybe zinc deficiencies or vitamin D deficiencies, but they refuse to look at the blood. All they want to focus on is drugs and vaccines while they criminalize people who are talking about things that might work. I mean, you ask, when has it gone too far? In my view, it's already gone too far. This is medical fascism. This is an affront to human dignity. These are government crimes against humanity that are being carried out now on behalf of the pharma state. You know how Mexico is a narco state? America is a pharma state. Pharma runs the White House. Pharma influences the president. Pharma runs the media. And now pharma apparently runs law enforcement. They can have you raided by sheriffs and deputies and law enforcement and U.S. marshals. Are involved in these raids as well. This is out of control.
And to add to the story here, there was no warning, none. Not, okay, in 30 days, you know, make sure that you rebrand and you take all that content off the internet, that none of that. It was just, they hit them hard and took it down. They're, you know.
See, even Alex Jones got warning letters. I mean, he read them on the air or showed them, FDA and FTC, and I think the New York State Attorney General.
Right. This is part of the story. Is that back in mid-February, when those warnings were coming out, Pederson started to rephrase certain ways that he was communicating to the public about the benefits of nanosilver based on that warning. And they took down any content on different sites that said otherwise. What they did was they didn't look at, well, you were being proactive in rebranding your products. What they did was they looked at what he did before mid-February.
Right.
And said, well, you're at fault and we're going to take you down. So that's why his lawyers are saying, hey, they've been proactive. That's why they're saying, well, you know what? We've been proactive, and we're going to say, what did we do wrong after the warnings were coming out in mid-February? So there's a bigger story here. It's not just Dr. Pederson, and it's not just nanosilver. It's the whole nutraceutical industry. That if they can do this to nanosilver, they'll be able to do this to vitamin C tablets, and they'll be able to do this to zinc tablets and turmeric and everything that people have anecdotally described to individuals saying, hey, this stuff helps me. I don't have as much disease, or I don't have as much inflammation or whatever. Yeah. And they'll target people and they'll just say, we'll shut that down. And that's just wrong. You should be able to have a nutraceutical or a homeopathy.
And along with this, Dr. Cottrell, look at how YouTube banned the video of those the two doctors in California, who, by the way, just for the record, I disagree with what they said. They clearly don't have a good understanding of statistics and sampling. However, they have the right to speak. And just because they disagreed with the WHO, they were taken down, and YouTube said it violates their terms of service. That's insane. I mean, look, those two doctors are welcome on my platform, brighteon.com, even if I disagree with them. I wouldn't censor them just because they have a different interpretation, even if I think they're wrong. I mean, freedom of speech is being utterly destroyed right now, and freedom, health freedom is being destroyed. I mean, the policies of Big Pharma are now being enforced at the end of a gun through the federal government, which is now essentially the militant wing of Big Pharma. And the president is there so far doing nothing against big tech censorship and doing nothing against Big Pharma's police state monopolies. I mean, I'm frustrated. I'm very frustrated. What about freedoms? Because if freedoms are lost in all of this, then what do we have left anyway? I mean, what, stay at home and collect a bailout check to be an obedient slave while you're forcibly injected and deplatformed? No, that's not freedom. That's not America. Sorry.
There is a historical precedence here. All right, going all the way back to World War II and the Holocaust. How they weakened, they corralled the Jews into the Warsaw Ghetto and they weakened them by not providing food before they shipped them to the death camps or the labor camps. Okay, in essence, what they're doing is they're taking away our ability to heal our body naturally. All right, and they're going to weaken us more and more and force us into this never-ending Big Pharma and vaccine program. Because if you're not sick, you don't need the vaccines. If you have a lot of people that are well or semi-well in the society, it's hard to push a forced vaccine program. Yeah. But if you have chronic illnesses, chronic diseases, bad nutrition, not enough vitamins and minerals, people will get sick. And then the powers that be will say, well, we have a shot for that. It's going to be vaccine XXX-32, you know? And I just, we all have to wake up to this, that they're putting us in this biological Warsaw Ghetto.
It's a prison camp system. It's a, yeah. It's a corral for the herd. I mean, it's just like cattle that are put in CAFOs, you know, the corporate run animal factories. And because they're in such close confinement, then they're all vaccinated to stop any disease from spreading, but they're not given, you know, the free range access to be healthy animals that have healthy immune systems that naturally resist infections. This is exactly what's happening. People are being corralled into the cities, into the homeless camps, into the quarantine zones. They're going to be forcibly vaccinated, injected. All the voices of reason are being literally taken down now, arrested, criminalized, not just deplatformed off of YouTube, taken off the internet, which is something, by the way, that I warned was coming, because it's very easy to see this progression. And mm-hmm. By the end of this, you know, who will be left to speak out for those who are just on the verge of being arrested and criminalized, you know, like that poem from the Nazi era, who will be left to speak right. for me? It's almost to that point.
I mean, what do we do as a society? I've been trying daily. I talk on my channel about reaching out to your representatives, but a lot of the representatives, they're not listening. They don't care. And they're pushing policies. And, you know, these feds that raided Dr. Pedersen, I have a hard time believing that all of them are bad. They must have a soul inside that realizes that, you know, what they're doing is just flat out wrong. And that people like Dr. Pedersen are just trying to help a bad situation. And there are natural things out there that we can use to tap in, that some things are thousands of years old that have been known. So it's getting to the point where this goes kinetic. I don't want things to go kinetic, because we don't know what the end result is, and it's going to cause carnage in so many different realms, financially and one's life. But how do we support this flag that's behind me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's to the point where talking is almost over.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. When Big Pharma runs government, basically execution squads, then do you have a right to defend yourself against that violent tyranny that seeks to deprive us of our basic humanity, our right to speak, our right to think, our right to engage in contract, our right to run a business without harassment? When they come for you, they are destroying your life, your business, your savings, your reputation, your future. Is that not an execution of you? And do you not, as an individual, have a right to defend yourself against that assault, even if it is organized by a government gone awry? I think that's the point that you're making. I'm just reiterating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's not just at the personal level. It's at an aggregate level. When you start going into these 5G technologies and surveillance technologies, it creates such a surveillance grid, and it's so ubiquitous that you'll never be able to opt out. And who's watching the watcher?
Right, right. So folks, check out this graphic. We have this trifecta of death: big tech, big science, and big pharma creating 5G towers, coronavirus, and vaccines. And all of this is designed to create a surveillance state, to create medical tyranny, and ultimately depopulation, which is that all-seeing eye in the center of the pyramid. You know, right off the dollar bill, by the way, the all-seeing eye, which is now the eye of Sauron, mass death, control, and extermination of humanity. I mean, isn't this essentially what we're looking at right now, Dr. Cottrell?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a trifecta, and we see it happening. I'm not a fatalist. I believe that, you know, through effort, you can change things. You can find a way for a better solution. It's that scientific and engineering spirit that I have. But people need to wake up and realize that this is happening, and we need to stop this. We can do that. There are people awake, but, you know, not enough. Not enough are raising the alarm, telling their representatives no, and the powers that be no. You know,
what does that even look like, though? I mean, what does the resistance movement look like? Is everybody censored? It's got to happen in the streets, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's almost like an Occupy movement, like we had right after the Lehman crash. There needs to be an Occupy movement that starts again. It's like an Occupy to no vaccines.
Right.
You know, there was talk, serious talk, of doing a sit-in around Bill Gates' foundation back in mid-February, which didn't happen. But maybe something like that needs to happen now. Maybe there's enough awareness that when we get out of shelter in place, that we now go into a Occupy movement where we're not going to accept this forced vaccine program.
I can see that happening, absolutely, because I think the one silver lining in all of this is that awareness has really increased about the possible dangers of vaccines, the failures of vaccines, the importance of nutrition, and how all the narratives are being controlled by pharmaceutical interests from the White House on down, media, science journals, everything. I mean, I amazingly, this coronavirus, as devastating as it has been, has in fact been a turning point for a lot of people to finally pay attention to the level of medical tyranny that is upon us. But the question is, the tentacles of Big Pharma reach into everything. Big tech, the gatekeepers, the censors, big media, everything. it's like David versus Goliath here. How do you fight Goliath when they control all the doors, all the locks, all the keys, all the narratives, all the sensors, everything? How do you fight that?
I think the main theme of David and Goliath is just that no matter how big the giant is, there's a weakness. You just have to find that Achilles heel. What is the Achilles heel of this Goliath that we're dealing with? This big eye in the sky. It has an Achilles heel, and we have to hit it. It's not just the forced vaccine program that is the issue here. It's that 5G ubiquitous technology that is going to be surveilling you, yeah. Especially with these social scoring and decashing of the society. This is all connected. It's not just the vaccine program. It's not just decashing. You have to look at it holistically. And this is where the Occupy movement could be resurrected, and have these three points, where it's against the surveillance, this 5G technology and the forced vaccine program. Fight this. Have people so engaged in the streets that it forces the mainstream media to cover it. See, they're bearing it right now. They're kind of pushing they're pushing the agenda because they get the ad revenue.
Right.
They want you to have erectile dysfunction and kidney failure and heart disease and all that because that's how they get their ad revenue.
Well, sure. But the media can ignore no matter how large it is. I remember years ago, I was a speaker at a March Against Monsanto in Austin, and the March Against Monsanto was a global event. Literally tens of millions of people around the world marched against Monsanto. Media pretended it never happened. Never happened. And or they would say, a few hundred people showed up and that was it. They shape the false reality with their fake news narratives, and they're owned by Big Pharma, as you say. So they're given talking points every day, what to cover, what to downplay.
See, I think what was happening with the Occupy Wall Street movement, which was the financial, aspects of the Lehman crash, the March Against Monsanto, which was the GMO and the glyphosate issue. These are actually pieces of a larger mosaic. And I think the Occupy movement now is informed enough on what the other pieces are. It's the poor nutrition and the glyphosate issue. It's the financial tyranny that's taking place. It's the vaccine program. It's the surveillance technology with 5G. There are more people educated about the larger mosaic here, where we wouldn't be targeting specific issues with the Occupy movement. It's the Occupy, the mosaic, and
Occupy America.
Occupy America, right. Basically, if you boil it all down, we have to support this flag behind me, and we have to support our Constitution. And they're trying to erode it with a top-down government.
Well, and this is why I've said this recently as well. I see a situation where, frankly, the grassroots left and the grassroots right join hand in hand and march against the total corruption of the system. I mean, look at the bailout money. It's mostly going to the wealthy, the bankers, the elite, the rich corporations. Small businesses are getting shafted. Individual employees are eventually going to get shafted after the bailout money, payouts stop. The middle class is on the hook to pay off all this new debt that has been incurred by this bailout money. I mean, that's all debt, trillions of dollars in new debt created by the Federal Reserve through fiat currency to bail out the rich. Well, guess who has to pay for that? The middle class, man. The debt burden falls on the middle class. That's who pays all the taxes for the most part. The rich don't pay, the poor don't pay. It's the middle class working America people, which basically is anybody making under, $350,000 a year or something. You're gonna pay for this. At some point, it seems like it's no longer left and right division. It's about the working class against the corrupt elite abusers and thieves and looters who are stealing everything from all of us.
Exactly. And It's right in the Constitution. It's we the people. It's we the people, not the government. All right. So it's we the people coming together. And through that power of coming together, we the eye in the sky will not have that power against us. They get power when they divide us and put us in these right, left, Democrat, Republican type dichotomies. But if we just realize that we love our nation together, we can make a difference and change the direction that this is going. But if they keep us divided, we won't be able to fight the power.
And they've been very, very effective at that with narrative control and censorship and so on. I mean, anybody who would, let's say, rise up and become a spokesperson or a leader of some kind of unified movement of we the people, well, that person would be, of course, immediately banned everywhere, smeared in the media, and maybe assassinated, you know, before they had a chance to get big enough.
But George Washington rode on a white horse, and he was a tall guy. He was easy picking, you know, on the battlefield. You have to lead from the front. You just have to take risks. And this flag is about taking risks and persevering and blazing forward and finding a way. You know, and we can't think that, oh my God, this might hurt me. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for future generations, because previous generations did it for us. It's our obligation to do it for the future generations. So when you have that kind of mindset, you don't really care about what what they could do to an individual. It's the amalgamation, the power of us together that can make this difference.
What we face, however, is so much more insidious, in the sense that I know we had the Civil War. We were fighting North versus South, apparently. We had the Revolutionary War fighting the mm-hmm. King of England. You know, we had World War II, enemies abroad and so on. But right now we have so many enemies within. And the institutions, the media is the enemy of the people in so many ways. Big Pharma is the enemy of the people. The CDC is the enemy of the people. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx are representatives of institutions that are enemies of America. The big banks and the Federal Reserve is the enemy of the people. No question about it. Since when should the money supply belong to a private globalist cabal of insiders who own everything? Give me a break. That's not America either. And that's been around since 1913. FDA has been around since 1906. I don't know how long the FTC has been around, but we're talking about a century of oppression, a century of being enslaved under a money system and a medical system that exploits human suffering for profit and power to the wealthy elite and the corporate giants.
You make a great point, and it goes back to that idea of we the people, not of the government. And over time, what happens is institutions get bigger and bigger and bigger. And maybe through this Occupy movement, it's the realization that for us to have a better country and to protect our civil liberties, these institutions need to shrink. And this is why I was saying that we need to go back to a pre-9/11 day, before the Patriot Act, where we start to dismantle this surveillance state that was started because of terrorism. Because we killed the bad guys already. You know, it's time to go back to a pre-9/11 day. This is part of that concept of shrinking some of these institutions that have gotten just too big. The institutionalization is the buzzword, but we need to shrink that. And, less government is better government.
Yet government is expanding at a record pace right now because of the pandemic, as you're well aware. I mean, just like you say, this is going to be used for the BioPatriot Act that you've warned about in our previous mm-hmm. conversations. And as you're implying here, there has been no retracement of the Patriot Act and the things that came out of 9/11. If anything, the surveillance state has expanded. Now it's going to be surveillance over your blood, over the status of the antibodies circulating in your veins. The government is going to claim domain over your body's cells. And if they can control your body, and they can control your mind and your access to information through controlled censorship, basically the only thing you have left is your spirit that they haven't occupied, you know, that they haven't stolen
from. They'll find a way for that too.
I'm sure they will. I mean, body, mind, and soul. They'll take it all. They'll leave you penniless. They'll leave you suffering and dead while they walk away with everything you ever produced. I mean, the level of evil that is now in control in our world is unprecedented in the history of human civilization.
There's two things that are related, but they're not connected in time. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 modernized and allowed for public dissemination of propaganda domestically. It was banned in 1948. You couldn't do domestic propaganda. So when we start seeing the media and the fake news and mainstream media, they are following suit with that Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012, okay? Well, then there is also patents coming out where once we have the Internet of Things set up in 5G, that individual calculations on these devices can help mine coin and have blockchain to it. And they could be put together. So you have like, quote, mini bits of coin that are able to be assembled in a home server and mine coin. So what they're trying to do, this is futuristic what I'm saying here, but what they're trying to do is through the Internet of Things is that your activity will mine coin, but you don't get the coin. They are using your energy, your activity for their wealth. Very, very similar, at least poetically, to what was happening with the Matrix. In the first movie, each individual, each human being was a battery. Something similar is happening. And there's patents out there that talk about this on how to use smart TVs to help with mining. It's taking your energy out of your house and help mine and do the calculation to be able to create a Bitcoin. Now, it only can do a piece of the calculation, but if you have thousands of those smart TVs, you can mine coins very easily. Because the problem is that the servers, the server-based mining technologies just absorb way too much energy. But if you spread it out and have little calculations happening that can be assembled someplace else, then it's much more energy efficient. So this is part of this apparatus that's tied into this ubiquitous 5G concept. And this decaching, that's a part of the component of decaching.
Right. But of course, the government will never want to recognize anything they can't control, like Bitcoin. So because the Fed can't print Bitcoin and the Fed can't print gold. So those are on the no-no list. Those are restricted items, right?
Right. But when I say Bitcoin, right, I'm using it as kind of like a generic term. I don't mean literally the actual commodity Bitcoin. What sure. I'm thinking is that will happen is the Federal Reserve will actually go a digital currency and tie activity. The assumption would be at your activity is highly correlated to GDP.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually what I wanted to get at. You and I agree. We're talking about a government mandated crypto wallet system that doubles as a surveillance system, doubles as an extraction system to use you, like you said, as a human battery. I mean, right now we are work slaves on a tax farm. You know, we're working to have our productivity looted by the system, looted by the central banks. But what if they could extract our productivity more efficiently? That's what you're talking about. A more efficient level of extraction to turn a human being into a production slave in a giant slave labor camp, complete with mandatory vaccines, a corrupt money system where they change the rules at any time. Oh, negative interest rates all of a sudden in your crypto wallet run by the Fed. Suddenly you're losing money every day. You know, they're extracting, oh, there's a new tax. Don't worry, you don't have to file. It's automatically taken out of your online wallet for your convenience. See, I mean, this is where this is going. And imagine this. What if they just put sensors in your blood, I mean, in your skin, a sensor, and then an automatic drug dosing device on your body, where the minute that some biomarker doesn't meet the government mandate, you're dosed with a psychiatric drug or an antidepressant drug or a statin drug or a chemotherapy dose or whatever is required to keep you compliant, to damage your neurology, to keep you immunosuppressed, or to just kill you when you're no longer productive. Automatic algorithmic kill shots and euthanasia. How about that? The euthanasia algorithm.
They're not that far away from this, because MIT is developing this microneedle technology where it's a patch, and it'll sense certain things on your skin and then start releasing microdoses through the microneedles. So this technology is around in the lab, and they're improving it, but it's not that far away. I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
This is not sci-fi anymore. This is not, you know, thinking, oh, this is going to be 100 years from now or 50 years. No, this could be very soon.
And the thing that really gets me about this is that they've been so successful at dividing people to where there is not a mass uprising. I mean, if people really understood just some simple things like how the money supply works, they'd have pitchforks and torches in the streets right now. Just that one thing. If people really knew how the cancer industry exploits pain and suffering for profits on chemotherapy that causes cancer, they would be in the streets. And so on. There are probably 100 examples of that. And yet people are suppressed through disconnection from knowledge, fake news media, CIA-run narratives, control of the tech giants, all these things. So people are kept, you know, mostly at home, calm. Don't get overly excited. Oh, don't be a conspiracy theorist, right? That's, people are so afraid of being called a conspiracy theorist. You know, no, government would never harm us. No, big pharma doesn't want to profit from us. They want to help humanity, because the drug giants are very nice, kind people, right? And if you don't think so, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's insane.
And just look at people's health. Everyone has someone in their family or a friend's family that has had leaky gut syndrome. And that is highly correlated to the GMO foods that people are eating and all of the chronic illnesses that come from that, and allergies and autoimmune system disorders and all this. But it was preventable by not having those GMO products.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, and we can make a difference. That's why you're doing your shows. That's why I'm doing my shows. Is that deep down inside, we don't like the way it's progressing. We want to make it better. We're not conspiracy theorists. I mean, we're using science to prove our point.
We're humanists.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Pro-human. I mean, the real conspiracy is the conspiracy to keep humanity sick and down and suppressed and diseased and misinformed. I mean, that's a real conspiracy among very nefarious actors who control everything. They don't want an awakening. They don't want an uprising, for sure. They don't want people to own their own futures or have honest money or have their own ideas. You know,
the moment you have a good idea, either a big corporation steals it from you or the government prevents you from you implementing that idea. And this goes right back to what we were saying earlier with Dr. Peterson and Nano Silver. You know, the government doesn't like something and then they'll pound you, you know. Yeah. They'll just, you know, and it's just that is not what the Constitution is all about.
No, the government's just another gang, a gang with a badge.
Yeah, yeah.
A gang that wants
the like a little mafioso, yep. You know, running around, you know, telling people what to do.
Got to have their shakedowns. They got to have their peace. You know, it's all a racket to keep everybody down and controlled. And I'm afraid that with this mandatory vaccine, I'm afraid this is the kill shot. This is the euthanasia shot that may not kill you immediately, but will set you up for a very high fatality rate from secondary infections. And of course, if that happens, they'll claim, well, we're not responsible. How could we have known?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. That's why I think Dr. Mikovits, proves this point. They give us this vaccine. We're going to probably see some serious chronic problems down the road that prevents people from reaching their full potential in terms of longevity and vitality.
And fertility, reproduction.
And fertility too, right, right, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
They're trying to make us a shadow of the human species that we're meant to be. You know, we're meant to be brilliant and creative and healthy and vibrant and all these things. That's the last thing that the globalists want. That's dangerous. They want obedience, conformity of thought, while they claim to be pro-diversity. They don't believe in diversity. They believe in obedience.
Right. Well, this is something kind of like what Rockefeller was saying, when he was donating a lot of money to universities. He was, promoting the idea, I don't want free thinkers. I want people that just can perform a job.
Obedient workers.
Yeah.
Okay. So we obviously have a lot to talk about in the weeks ahead, but for today, since we're about to wrap this up, what's the takeaway from this? Should people start thinking about joining some grassroots apolitical movement, apolitical, politically neutral, politically agnostic movement that I'm going to call for right now, Occupy America, whatever. Take back America, whatever it is. Don't just make America great again. Make America freaking America again. How about that? let's bring back America. What should people be doing?
I think the branding of the term Occupy America is a great term. One, the Occupy side is reminiscent of the activity that was going on right after Lehman. So people understand what that means. And just the concept of America. And taking it back. So Occupy America, we're occupying our right, our birthright to this Constitution. So Occupy America is, I like the term, but people need at the local level, start talking to your neighbor and start saying, you know what, we need to go to the town halls and start speaking our mind. It's not just calling you still have to call the representatives, but you have to take it to the next level. And the next level is actually protesting peacefully. I'm not saying burn down everything, but peacefully protest and state these things. You don't want the 5G. You don't want the decaching. You don't want the surveillance technology. The police should not be using drones and have military grade equipment. And they use forced vaccines, which is the elephant in the room here, that we do not want forced vaccines, independent people that are either pro-vax or anti-vax, they can still come together here. They don't have to be divided. They have to come together here and realize that a fast tracking of something that's cutting corners with proper safety protocols is not a prudent thing. And that's why I think warp speed is dangerous, because we don't know what the long-term effects are of this messenger RNA platform that Fauci has been promoting. And we could spend a whole episode on Fauci and his connections to to all these pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, and warp speed that you mentioned, that's the ultra fast track plan to make a vaccine available in just a few months, basically bypassing all the standards of safety testing and clinical trials, essentially. That's very dangerous. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when you start cutting corners, that's, we'll find a cohort of people that get the vaccine and then they start getting some sort of liver cancer or something, 5 years down the road. But think about how many millions and millions of people that are vaccinated before that disease starts to pop up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, wasn't it even, speaking of warp speed, wasn't it Han Solo on the Millennium Falcon who said, you just can't go into hyperdrive. You'll fly right through a star and die. You have to wait for the calculations to be. That was Han Solo. saying that, explaining hyperdrive to Luke Skywalker. You know, but you can't just go right to warp speed. You got to do the math first, man.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. But the way the pharmaceutical industry works is, okay, you cause the damage in the liver from the vaccine, and they'll give you a pill for that.
Right. Yeah, because that's more.
So they win on both ends of the on it. They make more money if they harm you the way this thing's set up.
Well, we should just call it death speed.
Yeah.
Death speed. That's what it is. How fast can they kill people? Death speed drug development. Death speed vaccines. Death science. It's insane.
We need to occupy America, and it's time. It's time. It's time to do it.
Yeah, well, maybe that term is already taken by some other movement. I don't know, but we should come up with something, you know, something that appeals to left and right. Basically, it's grassroots versus the evil controllers. And I think right now, grassroots left and grassroots right have so much more in common than they ever could have imagined. And, you know, we all want to live. We all want to control our bodies. You know, I mean, if on the left, they want abortion freedoms, I suppose. On the right, they want vaccine freedoms. Okay, so what do they have in common? We own our bodies, at least. Maybe that could be some common argument, even though, of course, I'm opposed to post-birth abortion and late term and so on. But that's irrelevant to this argument. This argument is about what do we have in common that protects our bodies against government intrusion and government death.
Right. This vaccine may prevent you from even being able to have a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever. Let alone the, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, we all, and I think that everyone has a part to play, but the women out there that are listening, you have even a bigger part to play, because it's motherly instinct to protect your child. And that idea of passing on your genetics for the next generation. There's a very strong motherly instinct for that.
Yeah.
And you know, I honestly think that it's the mothers out there that can lead the movement of Occupy America, because they are America. They make America.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's come up with a name in the next week. Let's start at least talking about this concept. Maybe it'll spark somebody who will start leading marches or something. Or maybe you'll lead the march in New York City.
I might have to. Yeah. But, you know, it's something, it's that flag in our Constitution is the most important thing that we have in our lives. And we have to protect it, because it gets passed down from one generation to another, and it protects the freedoms of all, of yes. all.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Okay. Well, that's a wrap for today. So we both have a lot of homework, actually. And for those watching, you too, what can we do? This is survival mode now, folks. This is it. You're basically on the termination list. Okay. They're coming for you. This is the Holocaust that is about to take place will dwarf the Holocaust of World War II. I mean, 6 million innocent people died in World War II. The globalists now want to kill 6 billion. That's 1,000 times larger. That's what they have in mind. And there's crosshairs on your forehead right now. If you're a human being who thinks for yourself, you're being tagged for termination. That's what this is really about. So I hope we're still here next week to be able to talk about this. But Dr. Cottrell, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm sorry it's such a maybe somber topic, but also maybe an opportunity for revolution and freedom. How about that?
Absolutely. And I appreciate you having me on, Mike. I really do.
I appreciate you taking the time. These are very important conversations, and we'll do it again next week. But yeah, thank you for your time, Dr. Cottrell. And for those watching, share this everywhere. Feel free to upload to YouTube if you want to get banned and so on. But you'll find all these videos at brighteon.com. And for Dr. Cottrell's channels, go ahead with the names and your website again, please.
It's Paul Cottrell for YouTube, and every video I have has links to all of my social media and website. The website's called the-studio-reykjavik.com. But again, just go to YouTube, Paul Cottrell, and it's very easy to find me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us today. Take care, everyone.
This has been a pandemic.news video report. If you want to live, read pandemic.news.